T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to rip Crowder. I want to keep ripping Crowder because he's taking shots at David Fizdale, Tyler Hero, Tyler Hero's girl. I mean, I'm upset, man. Like, I don't like what you're doing. How'd this turn into excitement for Tua, excitement for what the Heat did all season, to you just ripping David Fizdale? How dare you rip David Fizdale?
I was explaining to you, them assistant coaches, that they're just assistants. Like, and Fizdale was on the ESPY. That got to me when I saw Fizdale on the ESPY. But, bro, like, you think it's going to age. Just think about this tattoo aging well. This man has no work, no check across his collarbones. No work, no check. You have to let the world know that forever on your collarbones,
yeah,
Tyler.
You don't get it. It's deep. Tyler's a deep, a philosophical man. He's a deep man.
Get your goofy ass out of here, Tyler. No work, no check.
We'll get back to that later. No Hawk today, so it's Crowder and Solana. Big week, crazy week in the NFL, and we're going to talk to Adam Kilgore. He's a national sports reporter for the Washington Post. You can follow him on Twitter at AdamKilgoreWP. Today in the Washington Post, Adam wrote, what to know from week 7 in the NFL, the Patriots struggling, Tom Brady soaring, and the Steelers stay perfect. Adam, I'll start with the Patriots because in Miami, we're celebrating the official collapse of that dynasty. Am I getting ahead of myself, or is it fair to start counting out Bill Belichick, finally, officially counting out the Patriots?
Yeah, I don't think you're getting that far ahead of yourself. I mean, I guess when a coach has 6 Super Bowl trophies in his closet, you got to, I guess, give him kind of the benefit of the doubt. But, man, you know, they were hurt this year by a lot of players opting out. And what that's revealed is just the degree of how little talent they have on that roster. I mean, they've really missed with a lot of high draft picks in recent years. And once Tom Brady's gone and not sort of covering up some of those blemishes, you know, once you're trying to work in a new quarterback and then he misses 3 weeks or, you know, several weeks of practices and after a COVID test, it's just really laid bare just how bereft that talent that roster is. And as good as Bill Belichick is, you can't win games in the NFL with the guys that are running out there. Now, I don't know if that's a long-term problem or if they can turn around quickly, but I would say for this season, I don't really see a path for them to make the playoffs in a really what's become a tough division all of a sudden, at least with the Bills and Dolphins down there where you guys are, and, you know, a pretty competitive AFC. So, you know, I don't know if this is the end of Bill Belichick as a successful head coach or what happened next year, but for this year, I'm with you. I don't see them being really a factor, which is kind of unbelievable.
And Adam, I don't know, and we were talking about it earlier, and we just, you know, got into the conversation where you're seeing what Kyler Murray did against the MVP favorite in Russell Wilson with the athleticism, moving out the pocket, rushing and passing, and then Deshaun Watson, and then the Patrick Mahomes, like the evolution of football. I was saying that the Patriots, they're putting it all on Belichick, Adam. I'm thinking Josh McDaniels might need to upgrade and figure out this new age of football because those statues, the Steelers are winning right now with a statue, but I think that statue quarterback is going to die here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And I actually wrote a piece earlier this year about the exact thing, Jiang. I totally agree with you. I think that idea of a prototype quarterback who's like 6'5 and stands tall in the pocket and chucks it, quote unquote, make all the throws and, you know, throw the deep out, that kind of player I think is going extinct. And I do think the Patriots anticipated that, which is, I think is why they went out and got Cam Newton. And, you know, for those first 2 weeks of the season, it looked really cool, and it looked like they were kind of figuring that out, and it seemed to be really exciting, you know, what kind of team they were going to become. And then Cam Newton had, unfortunately, the positive COVID test, missed a few weeks. That seemed to derail them, and now they seem totally lost. So, you know, I think you're exactly right, and I definitely think that Belichick and McDaniels know that and are aware of that trend and sort of see where it's going. And I think Newton was their shot to get on board with that trend, and it just sort of fallen apart on them.
We're talking to Adam Kilgore here of the Washington Post. So I think it's fair to say Tom Brady, he had the foresight that this was going to happen, right? Like, can we give him the credit of just being smart enough to know, I guess, what was coming for this Patriots team, and he won it out? Like, is that fair to give him the credit?
I, for sure. I mean, that's a really, really, you know, that goes really deep. You know, a lot of reasons, a lot of sort of, you know, personal, you know, mistrust is probably too strong, but just, you know, I think honestly, Brady kind of had enough of Belichick and, you know, sort of like working under that, you know, kind of very serious and very dour sort of work environment, and was just ready to try something else. But for sure, the talent had a lot to do with it, too, and the roster around him. You know, I think last year he was really, you know, I'm not, like, you know, saying I have sources or talking to people close to Tom Brady tell me this, but just watching him play football last year, he wasn't having any fun. You know, I mean, it was not easy to be the quarterback of the New England Patriots last year, given what Brady's skill set is as far as his ability to move in the pocket and sort of make plays on his own, and the talent around him. This year in Tampa, he looks, you know, he's like that throw he made yesterday to Scotty Miller in the back of the end zone. Oh. That's like as good of a throw as you can make. I mean, that's like, yeah. That might have been one of the best throws of his career, which is saying a lot, you know? So, he just seems to be like totally rejuvenated. I think he's really like enjoying playing this year more than he has. And that's just strictly from observing and watching and sort of looking at what he's got to work with.
Oh, yeah, that 55 on the dime back corner. Yeah, that was something special.
Unreal, right?
It was unreal, bro. I didn't know Brady had 55 left in him. I thought Brady had 32 left in him.
I agree with you. I mean, that is a play. I mean, it was eye-opening for exactly that reason, I thought. I mean, I did not think that he was physically capable of making a throw like that anymore. But obviously he is. And that, I think, you know, not only the way the Bucs are playing defense, but the fact that Brady can apparently make throws like that, that really changes the ceiling of what I thought the Bucs could be. I thought they were going to, you know, struggle to make the playoffs and not really be a serious contender. But, you know, right now I think they're one of the, you know, 4, 5, 6 leading contenders to win the Super Bowl. And I wouldn't have said that a month ago.
Yeah, Adam, and we're in the AFC East down here, and we're talking about the Patriots. They've run the division for 20 years. Like, I played –
yeah.
I had a 7-year window, and they ran the damn division when we were there. We won 1 year, and I got a shirt still, and they make fun of me for wearing my AFC East championship shirt because we really tied the Patriots, Adam. So I won't get into my personal problems, but I want to ask you about Tua Tagovailoa. Because Solana asked me this 2 segments ago. What are you evaluating Tua on? Is it wins? Passing yards, passer rating, efficiency. Like, when you see Tua, what are you going to say that was a good pick or bad pick? What are the variables that you're evaluating Tua Tagovailoa on when he starts against the Rams on Sunday?
You know, I'm going to go with 2 specifics. And it's 1, can he protect the ball? And 2, can he protect himself? Because those were really the 2 things at Alabama that I think were the, you know, if you wanted to find – blemishes or chinks in the armor, because, you know, he had, you know, one of the best careers in history of college football, terrific player. But, you know, I remember talking to some, you know, scout-type evaluator people around the draft time, and they said one point they brought up about Tua, and it really wasn't his fault, but, you know, unlike Justin Herbert at Oregon or Jordan Love certainly at Utah State when they're evaluating other quarterbacks throughout this draft, like, Tua threw to just wide-open receivers with plenty of time to throw. You know, there's so much talent in the Alabama team. Guys are running wide open. He had a great offensive line, a lot of time to throw. And so he didn't really have a lot of opportunities or the need to throw it into tight windows. But in certain games against, like, the Georgias and the really high-level competition, when those windows got smaller, they were they had questions about how well he adjusted to that and how sort of how much carry he had with the ball. And so that's something I'm going to look at. And the thing about protecting himself, you know, he didn't want to blame a player for getting injured. But when you watch his games, like I said, this is not something I observed myself. This is something the scout pointed out to me. When you watch him play at Alabama, he would like kind of fall in weird ways. And like he would get these like sort of minor injuries and he'd be dinged up a lot with, you know, knees and ankles. And some of that's bad luck and some of that's just the sport of football. But there was something about the way he absorbed hits and the way he, you know, slider didn't slide or decisions to get out of bounds on the sidelines. And, you know, longevity and being available is sort of the bedrock of a great NFL career. And so I would hope to see him understand and improve in those areas. And those are really small things, and, you know, but I think that's really important because all of the talent and, you know, leadership and arm strength, accuracy, decision making, all that's there. It's just I think those things can be derailed if he can't stay healthy and if he puts the ball in harm's way.
We're talking to Adam Kilgore of the Washington Post. I think it's fair to say your excitement isn't quite at the level of my excitement because I was ready to crown him Super Bowl MVP, you know, before he's even started his first game, Adam. So I think it's fair to say our excitement levels are a little different.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's the Dolphins are must-watch from here on out because I think he's a fabulous player. It'll be interesting. I just think it's, you know, a lot of quarterbacks who come from great college programs deal with this. Like, they go from having it relatively easy, given the talent around them, to, you know, having it really hard because, you know, the NFL playing quarterback is there's not an easy throw out there. Now, you know, I think you could have easily said the same thing about Joe Burrow, and he's been fantastic. So it's not like Tua can't do it, but I'll be curious to see sort of how he adjusts to those different factors around him.
With the news of kind of moving away from the Dolphins quickly because we're kind of up against it, with the news of Odell Beckham today, he's out for the season, torn ACL. Are you concerned with their chances moving forward, or do you buy into this narrative that Baker Mayfield is a better quarterback without OBJ?
You know, there might be something to that. I mean, I'm really curious to see how he plays. You know, it seems like too stupid to assume that like an offense could get better without a talent like Odell Beckham, but you know, it does seem like for whatever reason, like Baker has actually been like kind of a better quarterback when he's not there. So that, you know, my guess is that's just sort of like random chance and dumb luck. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, there is, you know, some quarterbacks will say like it's sometimes easier to like just go out there and play a position without having to worry about, you know, feeding the beast and keeping, you know, a really great receiver happy and feeling like you have to throw to a guy because he's so good. So, yeah, that's I'm curious to see how that does play out.
He's Adam Kilgore of. Go ahead, Crowder.
Oh no, I was going to ask him quickly with Dallas. Adam, we're on the clock. We got to get out, but with Dallas because we have Dak out. We have Dalton. He just got knocked out by John Bostic, and he's a Gator, so I can't give him too much damn. You know, I can't give him no credit, but I can't be too hard on him. But Adam, I got to ask you: do they ride with Ben DiNucci? I had to look these up. I'll be honest: Ben DiNucci and Garrett Gilbert, or do you think they go out and find somebody else to get under center?
I probably depends on how severe Dalton's concussion is. It's a 1 week thing. It's kind of too hard to get a guy in there, especially with COVID restrictions and the timing of when you can work guys out and such. But if it's like a longer term thing, then they almost have to try to get someone else in there, whether that's, you know, I don't know, Deshaun Kaiser, Colin Kaepernick, who, you know, used to be pretty good. Maybe they give him a try. I doubt that'll happen given the owner there, but, you know, bottom line is I think if Dell's out long-term, they have to get someone else in there. If it's just 1 week, they just got to roll with the one of those rookies.
He's Adam Kilgore, national sports reporter for the Washington Post. Read his work for the Washington Post. Always an excellent guest. Adam, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
That's Adam Kilgore there. So a lot more to get to here in the 3 o'clock hour of the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You know, I'm all about the game of football. I love football. We just talked about football. Football is my life. But when it comes to my finances, I don't play around. That's why I love telling y'all about Dade County Federal Credit Union, who've been serving South Florida since 1939. And you talk about helping their members gain financial stability that we all want and need. Let me tell you, DCFCU is the real MVP. In fact, they're proud partners with the Miami Dolphins, and they only partner with the best of the best. We know that. Get better services than offered by the big banks with a credit union that has a proven track record of customer satisfaction. If 1939 they started helping us, that is a proven track record. No matter what your financial goal is, they'll help you get there. You got to trust me. You want checkings, you want savings, business accounts, credit cards, auto loans. DCFCU even has this awesome first-time car buying program called the Dade Auto Desk. And with the Dade Auto Desk, they'll help you find the car of your dreams, and you won't even have to pay dealer fees. My goodness, is that something special. If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Miami-Dade County, you are eligible to become a member, but you got to go to fincu.com to learn more. That's FINSCU.com. That's FINSCU.com. You got to get all the information. Dade County Federal Credit Union. They are better than a bank. They are your credit union. Visit FINSCU.com today.
More Hawk and Crowder next.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.